And now it's time for the Cannabis Report on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hannah Lee Myers, and as always, I'm joined by longtime cannabis correspondent Leland Rucker. Leland, thank you so much for being here.
Always good.
All right, so we're going to cut you a break, and we're going to let the dust settle a little bit on what's happening at the legislature and with some of the bills and cannabis stuff that has been proposed here at the start of May. Always nuts, start of May.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to keep up with what's going on. It's just crazy.
There's a lot.
Unless I was down there all the time watching what was
challenge.
Going on, you wouldn't really know.
So we'll give you some time to sift through all that and see what happens.
But in 2 weeks, we'll talk about that.
We'll make sure on the third Thursday of this month to bring you that update on some of the stuff going on with cannabis at the legislature and psychedelics for that matter. But today you're going to tell us a little bit about some movement on the cannabis social equity front. What can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, Governor Jared Polis on Monday announced the launch of a new state-funded loan program for cannabis social equity businesses.
And can you explain, just remind us what a cannabis social equity business is?
Yeah, it's something we didn't really talk about when Colorado legalized originally. There wasn't really talk about social equity. And what it basically is to give everybody the same chance. It's expensive to start a business now. And so the program is intended to help all businesses, no matter where they are, to have enough money to be able to keep going. And it's really a loan program more than anything else.
And my understanding is that California also has a program like this.
Yes.
And that the design is to also try to repair a little bit some of the damage done to specific communities by the war on drugs. I know I've seen them referred to as social equity dispensaries. So dispensaries that have ownership from people from communities of color, LGBTQAI communities, and smaller communities. Is that fair, kind of a description for people who might not have been following it to
Absolutely.
A social equity business or a social equity dispensary? Okay, now that we've got that figured out, go on, do explain.
And this new program that was announced on Monday that Polis announced, it's designed to provide financing to licensed social equity cannabis businesses because it's very expensive. You know, it's difficult to raise the capital needed to launch and grow an enterprise, especially nowadays. And so the initiative will be administered by the State Cannabis Business Office, that's the CBO, within the Colorado Office of Economic Development and International Trade. And it's in partnership with a Portland, Oregon-based organization, New Project, that's working to build generational wealth via the legal cannabis industry for the black and brown communities disproportionately harmed by the war on drugs. And that's the whole idea behind this. And it'll provide low-interest loans of between $50,000 and $150,000 for social equity cannabis businesses to finance renovations, expansions, purchase of equipment, real estate, or to use just as working capital. And they're going to do this as a revolving loan fund. And as loans to business owners are repaid, the interest generated will be reinvested into the fund to support future borrowers. So that's the whole idea, is that this money will continue to do that. And the state's initial investment of $1 million is expected to lend $2.9 million over the next 10 years. That's the whole idea. We'll see if that happens. And it's the it's actually the third Colorado Business Office funding source available for social equity cannabis businesses, and it's designed to support larger, more established cannabis businesses as they continue to grow. And we hope that it won't just become all big corporations doing it, and that's kind of the hope behind this too. Meanwhile, there are people who aren't that happy about it. They're asking for more support for social equity businesses. Sarah Woodson, who is a social equity advocate and a business owner, she said in Westward that she welcomes the new loan program for eligible companies, but she said she'd like the CBO to update the public on the success of the earlier grant program. Just give us an update on what's going on. She said it'd be interesting to see what has happened with the money that has been given out so far. And she's asking Colorado lawmakers to pass House Bill 1020. We'll know in 2 weeks whether that had any success. But that's a legislation that would allow social equity cannabis businesses to make deliveries directly to consumers without partnering with a licensed dispensary. Right now, you have to partner with a licensed dispensary. And She says that they need about $370,000 to pass the bill, but they can't find that. That's money that they can't find. She's preparing a public records request to learn how much previous funding has been spent. She says if there's over $2 million left, then $370,000 won't be an issue. But if there's $1 million or less, then that's a whole different story. And I think, you know, we'll see that social equity is something that Colorado is playing catch up on. And let's hope that this kind of thing will help that.
Really interesting, too, to see this happening at a time where the cannabis industry in Colorado is getting tighter and tighter, and the profit margins in some ways smaller and smaller. The competition is pretty fierce. So I'd imagine a loan like this could really tip the scales for which businesses end up making it and which ones might end up not making it towards the end, if there is, in fact, the type of competition that we've been hearing for the last year is pretty fierce out there.
That's the intent. That's the intent. We'll see if that happens. And like Sarah Woodson, I question, you know, what's been done so far. Let's just find out and give us an update on it so that we know where we're starting from right now.
Yeah, makes sense. Be great to have that information. Well, Leland, thank you so much for keeping us in the loop. As always, we do appreciate it.
Thank you.
And do tune in for the next Cannabis Report. We'll bring you some more of those bills proposed, and that'll be on the third Thursday of this month. You can catch the Cannabis Report here on KGNU the first and third Thursday of every month. Thanks again, Leland.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Hanalee Myers.